Shuaib or Sam? At the hospital counter, Shuaib or Sam is checked in and led to the office, like the moon draws water in night. My grandfather's duart, or hands, are traced with wrinkles and folds of skin, like passages in small coves in the ocean. They race into his kumbat or legs, turning into blue veins and riptide, pulsating like foamy waves in gusts of wind. My grandfather's veshet, or ears, are graciously obtrude and rather large to his face, like conch shells in driftwood. His zuri, or voice, is followed by a quiet smack of lips and tongue, like thick seaweed and jellyfish locomotion. He shows the stitches on his stomaku, or stomach, that mark and stretch across his body, like sandbars and far orange buoys. After underlining with his gishti, or finger, he lets out a sigh and looks away, like quick passing clouds and darting baby fish. My grandfather's mundian, or mind, can't register my empathy and interest, like unfed seagulls and perpetual grains of sand.